Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
All right, let's give you our picks in the NFL slate. We are 0-1 to start off the week. We went 3-2 last week. 0-1 so far because we took Tennessee yesterday plus one. And obviously, thank you to Tannehill. I figured that they would be front-running the entire game and in control, but they weren't. They fell behind, and once you fall behind with Tannehill, you are in trouble. And so I was in trouble, ended up losing that one, unfortunately. My second pick this week, Tampa Bay is visiting the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers, they have lost by 6 points a couple times this year, but they've also been extremely competitive in many games this year. And I think this is one of those games where they stay competitive with Tampa. I think they lose a close one, but Tampa Bay is favored by six. I'm going to take the Carolina Panthers and Teddy Bridgewater plus six in this one. So I'll go with the home dog, Carolina Panthers, getting 6 points from Tom Brady and the Bucks. The over and under is 50.5. Tampa Bay is minus 250 in the money line. Panthers are plus 210 in the money line. I'm going Panthers plus six. San Francisco, a terrible football team. They have been ravaged by injuries. They are a shell of what they've been. We know that they were a Super Bowl contender before all of these injuries and COVID took over. New Orleans, coming off a monster win against the aforementioned Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They routed them. They embarrassed Tampa and Tom Brady. I believe it was 38-3 was the score last week. I think they will embarrass San Francisco this time around. San Fran has way too many injuries to overcome. They don't have their quarterback. I believe they don't even have their starting tight end. New Orleans is favored by 10. The over and under is 49. San Francisco is plus 350 in the money line. New Orleans is minus 440 in the money line. I'm laying the 10 points here. Give it up. San Francisco is not going to make this a game. They will lose by 14 to 20 points here. So I'm laying the 10. Go New Orleans, minus 10. The Chargers are visiting the Miami Dolphins at Hard Rock Stadium. The Dolphins, normally a home team, if both teams are even, they will give 3 points. Well, right now, Vegas has got Miami favored only by one. So that tells me that Vegas feels a little bit more a little bit more confident on the Chargers than I do. I have way more confidence in the Miami Dolphins. I have way more confidence in the Dolphin coaching staff. I have way more confidence in Tua now after settling last week. And also, Joey Bosa apparently is out now for the Chargers. That's going to be a huge loss for them. And so Miami, I think they were going to overcome all of this anyway. Austin Jackson's been out. They overcome, right? Other players have missed out, and they overcome, and they find ways to win games. I think Miami will do the same thing on Sunday, and I think they win by 6-plus points. I do. I don't think they're going to win by 10, 20, or whatever, but 6, 7, 8 points, I could see them winning the game by that, which means they'll cover the minus 1 here. So I've got Dolphins minus 1, New Orleans minus 10, and Panthers plus 6. That is the selections of the week.